Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, I want to say this to you fellas and girls who already have your own copies of the new Flight Patrol Reporter. I want to ask you something. Isn't it a lot more fun to listen to Captain Midnight when you have your own picture map right in front of you? Doesn't it help to make it all real to you when you have every important place in Captain Midnight's whole Mexican adventure shown right there on your own picture map in the new Flight Patrol Reporter? Well, get it out there in front of you right now so you can see it. There in the middle, you see, is the Parada Hacienda, where Ivan Shark and his gang of cutthroats are making their headquarters. And down at the right, you see the crater of the extinct volcano and the dried lake bed where Captain Midnight landed his plane. Then, over to the left, you see Pinky and Slim's shack where Patsy stayed with Ma Donovan. And up at the top of the map, you see the mountain pass through which Ivan Shark's men tried to drive Senor Pareda's herd of valuable cattle until Chuck Ramsey and Captain Midnight found a way to turn the stampede. But say, you can just about see the whole story taking place when you have a swell picture map like that, can't you? But of course, this picture map is only one of the dozens of thrilling features in the new holiday edition of the Flight Patrol Reporter. There's the story about the true meaning of the secret password, Cobralhopa. Then there's the names of those who sent in the best answers. There's almost no end of exciting news about aviation and dozens of other things that every Flight Patrol member is interested in. So listen, if you haven't yet called at your Skelly service station to get your free copy of the Flight Patrol Reporter, do it right now before you miss the fun. Look, all you do is show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card the next time you stop at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad. Your friendly Skelly man will give you your very own free copy of the new Flight Patrol Reporter right on the spot. Just remember to have your Flight Patrol membership card with you and stop at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and Chuck Ramsey have succeeded, at least temporarily, in saving Senor Pareda's herd of cattle from being stampeded through the mountain pass by Ivan Shark's men. For this failure, Shark holds his chief pilot, Gardo, mainly responsible. As our scene opens today, we find the master criminal alone in his study. It is late at night. Suddenly, a sound returns. As the secret panel opens and Shark says,
"It must be Fury."
"May I come in, Father?"
"Yes, Fury. Come in and close the panel."
"Yes, Father."
"I am glad you chose this moment to enter, Fury. I have a matter to take up with you."
"Very good, Father. I am listening."
"After Gardo's failure today, I threatened to turn him over to your tender mercies, a proceeding which he seemed to dislike very much."
"I have made complete preparations according to your instructions."
"However, I have decided to give him another chance, Fury. So I fear you will have to be patient."
"Why are you so indulgent, Adan? Let us make an example of Gardo. It'll be good for the rest of the men. They will know what to expect when they fail to carry out orders. And besides, he may flee as Von Grief did."
"Have no fear upon that score, Fury. Gardo does not have the intelligence of Von Grief. He will stay with us until the end."
"And something tells me that the end for him will be very soon."
"Perhaps, my dear Fury, you are right."
"I am rather surprised to find you in such good humor, Father. I know very well this day has been a disappointing one for you. What happened to cheer you up?"
"Rossman sent a messenger from the mountain. His men have discovered a new entrance into the valley which shelters Captain Midnight and his friends."
"Ah, that is indeed good news. You are, I presume, already making use of it?"
"No, Fury, not yet. But have no fear. I will."
"It would be so easy, Father, to slip in by this new entrance and slaughter Captain Midnight and the others in their sleep."
"No, Fury. It is not that easy. Captain Midnight is not a fool. We have established the fact that guards are on duty night and day. But a plan has been revolving in my mind, and if what I suspect is true, a certain event will happen which will appeal even to you.
I am all attention, Father. What is it?
Before this night is over, you will know. That will be Gatto.
Everything is ready, Chief.
Very good, Gatto. And now, Fury, if you care to accompany Gatto and myself on a short journey, we will find the secret entrance to the Aztec Temple. Come, let us be on our way.
Listen, Ivan. What is that strange roaring sound I hear?
That, my dear Fury, is the waterfall on the other side of the temple.
Hey, look, Chief. The trail ends right ahead.
Not so hasty, Gatto. Let us examine the surroundings with my electric torch.
For once, it looks as if Gatto was right.
Hey, there ain't nothing in front of us but a stone wall.
Advance straight ahead, Gatto.
Okay, Chief. But there ain't nothing but the wall ahead.
Keep on going.
Now I'm right against the wall.
Move to your right two steps.
Okay, Chief.
What is it you are doing, Ivan?
One moment and you will see. Now, Gatto, push against the rock with all your strength.
Okay, Chief. Hey, a million horses ain't gonna budge this rock, Chief.
Look, the rock's moving.
What can you tie that, Chief? Why, this rock's moved in about an inch.
Yes. And if you will look to your left, you will see an edge which has moved out.
This is marvelous, Father.
Yes, Fury. The Aztecs were engineers of the highest order. That block of marble is balanced perfectly. Push in, Gatto, until there's room to enter.
Hey, I never seen anything like this in my life.
Look! The opening is large enough now for a person to enter.
I will take the lead, Gatto. You will not be able to see without the torch.
Okay. I ain't any too keen about going into that black hole anyway.
I will go in front and you two will follow me. Now, let us enter. I am right. We will come to some stairs within a few steps.
There they are, Father. Right ahead.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Hey. Are we going down there, Chief?
We most certainly are, Gatto.
I am eager to see what's ahead, Ivan. Let us go down.
Hey. I don't like places like this. It feels wet and creepy in here.
Just like a child, are you not, Gatto? Afraid of the dark.
I like this place, Father. It has great possibilities. Now look, we are at the foot of the stairs.
So I see, Fury. And before us is another chamber hidden by this wall. Gatto.
Yes, Chief, here I am.
Go forward and press upon that rock.
Okay, but I sure don't like this place. This wall's all slimy.
And what of that? Press upon it, Gatto. No, not there. A little bit to your left.
It's moving back. The rock's swinging in.
Just as I expected. Now then, follow me again.
Oh, this is an awful place, Chief. It's so damp and the floor's wet.
Stop, Father. Listen.
Hey, listen, Chief, I hear water.
Yes, you do, Gatto. I read an account of a place like this once in the British Museum. But this is the first one I have ever seen.
I have it, Father. I have been listening. And now I know we are below the waterline.
You are quite right, Fury.
Well, what's this place for, Chief?
That, Gatto, is a question which I hope to answer for you very soon. This dungeon was conceived by the Aztec king for a certain purpose.
I believe, Ivan. I am beginning to see.
I did not believe it would take you long, Fury. But to answer your question, Gatto, if someone else was standing in a certain place and wished to be rid of us, the stone gate by which we entered would close. And very soon, we would feel water creeping up around our ankles.
Oh, get me out of here.
Perhaps, Ivan, we should be Gatto in here when we leave. After all, he failed you today.
Oh, no. No, don't, Chief. Don't leave me in here. I'll make good. I'll do anything you say.
Quiet, Gatto. I shall not leave you here. At least, not tonight. I came here to find out if my surmise was correct. Now that it is, my final plans for Captain Midnight are complete.
A perfect resting place for Captain Midnight.
Well, how you gonna get him in here, Chief?
As soon as we return to the Hacienda, you will send a message to Rossman. Tell him to have his men attack at daybreak. Captain Midnight has discovered a means of getting out of the valley and down to this temple. When attacked, the temple will naturally be his next place of refuge. In fact, he probably has that already in mind.
Perfect, Father. Perfect.
When we leave, we shall allow the stone door to remain ajar. I know now the point from which the chamber is controlled. Tomorrow, we will rid ourselves of Captain Midnight. Then we will deliver the herd to Senor Luto. And come back later for the parade of treasure. Come, let us hasten back under cover of the night.
In the meantime, on the other side of the mountain, a different scene is taking place. Captain Midnight's party are gathered by a campfire, while Captain Midnight and Chuck sit by themselves at one side and talk earnestly. Listen as Chuck says,
"Gosh, Captain, I never felt so thankful in my life. It certainly looked hopeless for a few seconds earlier today."
"Yes, it did look hopeless, Chuck. When Senor Perret and I saw you put that ship down with those steers charging at you, my heart sank."
"Well, you sure helped a lot by turning that herd."
"Yeah, but I didn't turn them very much, Chuck. You were the one who got yourself and Patsy out of that jam. Tell the truth, I never even thought about that machine gun."
"Well, it came all of a sudden. In a flash, I saw that if I could bring down several steers near the ship, the rest would pile up and split the herd."
"Mm-hmm. And it worked perfectly, Chuck. Oh, well, let's forget about that. We're all safe and well, back together again, and we've got to look to the future."
"Well, thank goodness Von Gripp's plane was almost full of gas. And now that we've divided the gas between the two ships, we're all set to fly tomorrow."
"Mm-hmm. And we've got a tough job ahead of us, too. Shark's men will try to drive that herd through again, and we've got to prevent them. By the way, it's getting late. We've got to be up at daybreak."
"Yeah, I guess we'd better get some shut-eye."
"Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I sort of hate to leave the crowd. Look how happy everyone is. I never saw such a change in anyone as in Senor Pareda."
"Yes. Now that he has Dolores back, he's a new man. Well, come on, Chuck. We'd better say goodnight to the others and hit the hay. Our fight is far from over. And I have a hunch there'll be plenty of excitement tomorrow if I know Ivan Shark."
"Captain Midnight is right. We know that Ivan Shark is preparing a fiendish trap for Captain Midnight and his friends. Will the pilot fall into it? Strange and exciting events are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, with things happening as fast as they are on this program, this is the last chance I'll have to tell you about the new holiday edition of your Flight Patrol Reporter. So don't forget, if you haven't got your free copy of your own club newspaper, have Mother or Dad stop in at your Skelly service station the next time you're out in the family car. Show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card, and he'll give you your own Flight Patrol Reporter absolutely free. But now, here's something else. If you'd like to be the first one in your crowd to know all about some big news that everybody will soon be talking about, be sure to tune in this program tomorrow night. You'll get the news firsthand if you tune in tomorrow. Be sure to be at your radios good and early so you won't miss a single word of it. Listen at the same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Ivan Shark succeed in his fiendish plan of getting Captain Midnight into the ancient torture chamber of the Aztec Temple? What will happen next? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!